Dr. David Gushee is a prominent evangelical scholar, educator, and author. Last month, he added his voice to the growing call for the full inclusion of LGBT persons in religious life. And I'm very pleased to welcome David back to State of Belief Radio. David, thanks for being with us again.
It's good to be with you, Elton.
You've just released a book titled Changing Our Mind, a call from America's leading evangelical ethics scholar for full acceptance of LGBT Christians in the church. Can you find a way to summarize that briefly for our listeners?
It's been a journey at least as much about heart as about mind, and at least as much about encounter with God through people as anything else. Essentially, my story is that as a evangelical Christian ethics professor and writer, I didn't focus much on LGBT issues. I was doing other things. I'm more known for issues like torture, and I've worked on war and things like that, more human rights type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in conservative enough environments for the better part of my career that I really had almost no encounters with LGBT people in my professional life and in my personal life either. So I was sadly ignorant of the actual life situations and challenges and discrimination and mistreatment facing now, you know, who I understand to be fully now my sisters and brothers in Christ, as well as people out in the broader society. I would say a starting point for this change for me was going to church in a congregation that was, without any specific effort, attracting lots of like formerly alienated or mistreated gay and lesbian Christians who were finding their way into our church. And some of them found their way into my Sunday school class where I teach the Bible every week, a very traditional activity. And then friendships began to develop and stories began to be told. And all of a sudden, my ignorance began to be pierced.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my sister came out as a lesbian very late in 2008, so she was 38 years old, my youngest sister. And as she told her story and as our family grappled with the journey that she had been on, it was transformative as well. And, you know, meanwhile, I began reading some and began all of a sudden realizing that what has really been going on is the systemic marginalization, mistreatment, and in some cases, brutalization of young people. And it begins when people are young. It often extends all through life, often at the hands of Christian parents and churches and friends and schools, and all in the name of God, in the name of trying to be faithful to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And juxtaposing the tremendous pain and dignity, you know, both of the human beings that I was encountering with the traditional reading of the Bible that has created it, I was unsettled. I've been unsettled for a while. I've been thinking and wrestling for a while, like a lot of Christians, by the way. I think millions of Christians are actually wrestling. They're conflicted. So in the book, I went back to the big passages that most people cite and revisited scholarship on those passages, but eventually also went beyond them to the broader themes of the ministry of Jesus, the love and justice proclaimed by the prophets and lived out by Jesus, and the way he said that the center of the Christian obligation is to love God and love all neighbors, especially those marginalized and pushed to the edges. The traditional way of interpreting the Bible on this issue hurts people, mm-hmm. marginalizes people. It does exactly the opposite of what Jesus taught us to be about. And so my heart and mind have changed dramatically, and I now find myself gladly standing in full solidarity with LGBT people, and that includes a massive population of current Christians, ex-Christians, wounded, in-between type folks who just wish that they could experience in the church the love that Jesus has been about all along.
David, that's a wonderful way to put it, and you know that you and I share parallel journeys in that way. I came to it a little earlier, but it was, again, weighing all of I had been taught and ways of interpretation about the Bible over against what I actually saw in experience in the lives of human beings. What do you see as the central era still keeping many faith leaders, our colleagues in the faith community, why are they still stuck in the condemnation paradigm?
Because of the 31,273 verses in the Bible, that's the total collection of verses in the Bible, mm-hmm. they treat, quote-unquote, the LGBT issue as only relevantly addressed by the six or seven passages that say the term homosexuality or may appear to or may appear to be most relevant to mm-hmm. to that. Uh-huh. And I think it's possible to show not only that what the Bible in those six passages is doing is only of limited relevance to covenanted, monogamous, devout Christian mm-hmm. same-sex couples, but that the whole issue has been misread fundamentally as a sexual ethics issue. Mm-hmm. And so we're arguing over who can have sex with who. And the shocking realization for me is that it's fundamentally, it's a human dignity issue. Uh-huh. It's an image of God issue. And, I mean, I hate to say it this strongly, but all the stories I'm hearing, it's a spiritual abuse of young people issue. Uh-huh. Ever since Jonathan Merritt wrote that story about me 3 weeks ago and then I wrote, and the book came out, and I spoke at the Reformation Project. Every day, Welton, I get at least five communications of young Christian LGBT people telling me their stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was it like being at that conference?
I felt like I was in the presence of a transcendent experience of renewed hope after years of harm. Mm-hmm. And of people who love Jesus and were singing and worshiping and hanging on the Word of God, and people who felt a deep sense of relief and release because they were finally hearing that God didn't hate them and mm-hmm. they should never have been mistreated and rejected.
Yeah,
and I felt forgiven. I need to be forgiven for how long this took me, and a couple of writings that now I wish I had never said. Mm-hmm. I felt forgiven. I felt loved. I felt a lot of love in my heart. And afterwards, when I did the book signing, I had so many people come up and weep with me and, mm-hmm. and hug me and tell me some more of their stories and so on. Yes. We have this deeply wounded population.
Yes.
Wounded at the hands of the church. Yeah. And to see some of those wounds get some balm, some healing, was mm-hmm. An experience I will never forget.
David, I don't know whether this will be your experience or not, but I know at one time, once I had changed my mind, I was still the same person, the same minister that I'd always been. I think I had a greater grasp of biblical truth and God's love, as you do. Mm-hmm. But I found that a lot of colleagues in the church who were not at that point and who were still in the condemnatory mode toward GLBT people would no longer grant me even the identity in their minds of being evangelical and being a Christian committed to the church, because a change of mind on that one issue seemed to erase all the rest. Are you seeing that, feeling that at all?
I am. I do think that the landscape has shifted quite a bit, even in 10 years,
yes.
15 years. I am getting contempt and condemnation, but it mainly seems to be coming from what I have, in my writings, called for years the evangelical right.
Yes.
It's
yes.
fundamentalist and then the evangelical right. Major institutions and voices in the broader evangelical world, I mean, indisputably evangelical, I'm getting invitations, and can you mm-hmm. come talk to us about this? We're really wrestling with this, and things like that.
Yeah.
So I would say that the hard right fringe on this issue is having a narrower reach, and that's one reason why they're so angry, because they know that they're losing.
Yes.
And especially when somebody who, with the evangelical street cred that I have over 20 years, makes this move, it actually ends up marginalizing them.
Yeah.
And I've lost some friends over this, Welton, and that has
yes,
hurt.
That does.
But I've also gained a whole world of new friends. And I've had the satisfaction of feeling like I'm following in the footsteps of Jesus. I mean, I really believe mm-hmm. this is the kind of thing Jesus was about, but also of my own mentors and teachers, the kind of people I've admired and taught about for years. Mm-hmm. They stood with the unjustly abused and mistreated, and they were borne out by history, and they were borne out, you know, as having been faithful to the Christian faith.
Dr. David Gushee is Distinguished Professor of Christian Ethics and Director of the Center for Theology and Public Life at Mercer University in Georgia. His latest book is Changing Our Mind, A Call from America's Leading Evangelical Ethics Scholar for Full Acceptance of LGBT Christians in the Church. David, my heart and mind have been on the same journey that yours has been, and I can honestly say I feel closer to you today than ever before.
Well, thank you.